Hi, my name is Ileana Vasquez, and I have the privilege of being the principal at Holland Language Academy.
All right, Ileana, before we talk about Friday's community celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month, let's talk about Hispanic Heritage Month. What is this month all about, and why does Holland Public Schools make it an important thing that we celebrate?
Hispanic Heritage Month runs from September 15 to October 15. It is a time of the year that we honor our people from Spanish-speaking countries. It's 20 of them. It is important for Holland Public Schools to celebrate this month event. It's important that we celebrate it because Holland Public Schools has a large representation of Hispanic students. It provides an opportunity for students to see themselves in these activities that are in classrooms, in art classrooms, in the music classroom. Is similarly to Black History Month, similarly to Asian Pacificers Month, this is an opportunity for our students to feel like, yeah, we matter, we're represented, and our district is doing something special to celebrate our heritage.
So beyond our community celebration, we also have classroom celebrations and lessons about Hispanic Heritage Month. What does that look like?
Some of the ways that we celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month in our classrooms is typically when we have families, parents that are from Spanish-speaking countries, we invite them in to come and share like a typical traditional dish, traditional music. They come dressed in their traditional attire. Those are some ways that we celebrate it. In our art classrooms, there's also specific focus for this month where students engage in art from, let's say, from Frida Kahlo, for example. In the music classrooms, elementary classrooms, our teachers are very intentional about choosing musical pieces from Spanish-speaking countries. So every one of our HPS buildings celebrates Hispanic Heritage Month with activities that are age-appropriate and age-specific to their student audience.
On Friday, staff and students from Holland Public Schools are going to be celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month with a community celebration. It's going to happen right before and during the football game at the Ray and Sue Smith Stadium at Hope College. Give me a little details about what that's going to look like.
Our community celebration is happening this Friday, and I am so excited that this is our fifth annual Holland Public Schools community celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month. And it's going to be kicked off this Friday at our football game when we host Holland Christian. I think this is a very important date for all of our HPS communities to show up, engage in this cultural event, and really display our diversity that exists within our district. So for the event, we're going to have food trucks. We're going to have a face painter present. We're going to have performance by our Holland High cheer team, our Ballet Folklorico Sol Azteca. And we're also going to have another engaging activity that people, when they show up, they can pinpoint where they're coming from in our Spanish-speaking world. So that's going to be a nice display of getting to see where our students are coming from. The flag parade is also important. Every year we have new families that join our district that are coming from Spanish-speaking countries. So for them to be able to see their flag represented in our parade of flags is really special. I've had really good conversations about that with families that feel like, oh, I didn't expect to see my Honduran flag in this parade of flags in Holland, Michigan, yet it is represented, and it feels really good for them to feel seen, valued, and part of this rich community.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great time on Friday night at the Hope College Football Stadium for Holland Public Schools Community Celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month. Ileana, not only are you the principal of Holland Language Academy, but you are also a parent in the district. When you think about our concentration, really, on celebrating events like Hispanic Heritage Month, how does that make Holland Public Schools right for families in our district?
Well, this is a twofold answer for me, as I'm going to answer from a parent perspective, seeing the value of my children, seeing like, oh, they're playing Spanish-speaking songs, or they are really intentionally celebrating our heritage, which is Mexico. From a principal's perspective and advocating for our Spanish immersion program, this is an opportunity for our HLA students to see an actual cultural event outside of the four walls that we're used to within the classrooms. Like, oh, I hear Spanish here. I could use my language skills here. I could see the value of cultural enrichment. So for our students that are coming from English-speaking homes, typically, this is a great opportunity for students to be involved, and they get to know their classmates, their classmates' families. We get to celebrate them. We get to know our neighbors. So this is a really good opportunity to really walk the walk. We always talk about, oh yeah, I believe in diversity, but are we engaging intentionally in those community events? So this is a great opportunity to do that and showcase why it's important that your child is learning in a bilingual setting, because you believe in diversity. You believe in our community.
Ileana, thank you so much for everything you do at Holland Language Academy and for Holland Public Schools. We're excited for Friday's celebration.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I am looking forward to seeing our community come out this Friday. Gates open at 6 with events starting right at 6, and kickoff is at 7 with our parade of flags. Hope to see you there.
If you're looking for more information about Hispanic Heritage Month or about Friday's community celebration, we invite you to visit our website at hollandpublicschools.org.